Yeah.
He'd had the stroke originally, so.
Any other questions?
And then this one was only approved as a two-bedroom because of the health next door.
We still have that, only six people.
Correct.
And that's what's agreed.
I was going to address that, but yes.
So we're, are we going to do away with the beds in the upstairs or what? I mean, we can't say to do that, but I mean.
I don't know that they're necessarily going to do away with those.
They get,
I know that there's a restriction.
Two per the unit, two per each bedroom, where they sleep in the unit.
In material beds.
Hide a bed or, yeah.
That's my opinion.
And if I might interject, and I know I've already touched on this, but regardless of Mr. Mottinger's situation when he approached you, this particular unit had already been in a nightly rental. Again, we're not adding something new or different. It's just allowing him to be able to sell that property. Yes, our contract is contingent on this approval, which is why Mr. Mottinger gave permission for us to go ahead and approach, and we did the application as we did. The permit itself won't be issued to Mr. Stevenson, of course, until after we have a closing, and then that would be issued in his name.
Any other comments?
We discussed this last month, and it's always been my feeling that it does state that the owner of record is the one that should apply for the permit. And to me, I don't like any effort to circumvent that fact, because we're very adamant about not giving a nightly rental to somebody that we don't know anything about. And so we discussed that, and if my memory serves me correct, I was overridden just a little bit on the thing on the last meeting, and so I shut up. But that's all I got to say about that.
Well, there is a lot that's been presented on that it's specific to the owner and can't be transferred.
That's right.
That's in black and white.
Can't be transferred without planning commission approval.
If they want to sell it, they sell it with a contract hinging upon approval. If it's not approved, then the contract does not go. And that is prepared in some lawyer's office somewhere. That's not done
that's
here.
What she's present, that's what she's presenting
exactly
to you.
What
now. That's what she's presenting to you.
Contract.
Well, but I was just reiterating.
Yes,
that
sir.
Was a,
mm-hmm.
that's
yes, sir.
That's
that
the way it's, that's the way it's done. And our decision should not be based on anything with any pressures on whether it's approved or not. Because whether the condition is a sale. I don't like to be put in that corner.
Well, and it does say approved development plan and cannot be transferred without planning commission. It's not really a development plan that we're looking at. Is any other comments or anybody want to make a motion?
I'm going to make a motion to accept it as written. To the applicant on the request.
Is there a second to that motion? Second? Hearing none. Motion fails. Would there be any other motion? Be made.
I'd like to discuss. Discuss now. I truly believe that it's written where the owner comes in and requests for us to give permission that it's okay without knowing the owners. I kind of agree with Dave that since that's our rule, we all stand by our rule, our guidelines. That's my feeling anyway.
Would anybody want to make a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion to deny.
You don't make a motion.
No.
You don't make a motion to deny.
It's done. Nobody voted.
Done.
Nobody made a second motion, so it dies.
It died for lack of a motion.
Right. That's my understanding.
Right?
Yes. Dan, we'll have to put a reason. I mean, what's the reason for the denial? What's the reason for the failure to put in their letter?
Compatibility.
Well,
we're not getting along on it.
Everybody didn't read that because we can make that adjustment and we can make that decision, but we choose not to as a board.
But you have in the past. That's where I'm going to have a problem. I'm going to have a problem. And I don't want to get you guys in trouble, but if I put in there, this has been done for 10 years. So.
Yeah, it's going directly again what it did before.
Yeah.
And I'll put in there what you want, but I'm trying to protect the board.
I see a problem with this.
Yeah.
It's everyone else's decision to make that call.
Yep. Well, I think the first motion failed. I don't see why there couldn't be another motion.
Mr. Chairman, don't mind. I'll second your motion so we can get this to a vote.
That's right. That's what needs to happen.
Decision.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm going to second the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
4-2.
4-2.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
So you voted for?
Yeah.
Pardon? Voted for the approval?
I voted for the motion.
Yes, four in favor of the motion. And then two that voted no on the motion.
You're going to have a legal
problem. To approve it. That guy.
So what did he say?
He made, just so there would be discussion about the motion to approve or disapprove the motion.
Then George came back saying they need to decide. That's their
confusion.
Just wait and see.
We have to go further. I mean, we have to go forward.
Well, you had a motion on the floor, and then you had another member that seconded.
Seconded the motion.
That motion died. So.
Nope. So what did you second, George?
No, I didn't. I hadn't heard that it died. I just knew we had a motion, and we hadn't had a second. We were having discussion on what was going to happen. So I thought, well, I'll second the motion, which will bring it to a vote. And
we should have done that before.
Yeah, but
you said that it's died.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
how
said
long
it died,
stated it? It died for like a second.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's over.
So it's over.
Okay. I mean, isn't that right?
I'm sticking with
we
that.
We shouldn't have went further. It should have stopped right then.
Well, you kept having discussion, though.
Well,
it's the only problem.
We had a hung jury, and I was trying to break it.
I think it caused confusion as well.
It did me. There wasn't a second to the motion dies.
Yeah.
And if that's what you tell us,
yes,
that's what you're going to stick with. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry for the, Joy, sorry for the confusion.
George's second. It died for lack of a second.
So the application is not approved. No. Scott, can we take a recess, or would that be out of...
It's up to you guys.
Well,
you couldn't discuss anything during the recess.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have
you
to,
can't discuss it.
No, you couldn't. You go take a break and come back, but you have to discuss in open session.
Was that... No, there's one more on...
We got one more in the public hearing.
Yeah. We've got one more final vote on the thing.
Motion died.
Yeah.
We know that.
Correct. Sorry about that. George, I appreciate you trying to help out with that.
Well, that, I was trying to avoid this.
Yeah, but that happened, so.
Even though a person would second a motion, that doesn't mean that he has to vote yes on a motion. He can, he wants to bring it to a vote just for, so the board.
Correct, but it was after the motion died that he attempted to do that.
You just can't speak against a motion if you make a motion to approve such a thing. But the second means you just want to bring it to a vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's no discussion after that point.
Well, after the second you discuss, but if you're the actual one to make the motion to approve, then you can't speak against it. Yeah. But the person that seconded it could, he can say, I just wanted to bring it to a vote.
Yeah. I had that happen when I was chairing the vote. By somebody.
I did that. That's the reason I did that tonight.
You did it before.
So then we have the Board of Adjustment Appeal process, which you have X amount of days after it's posted the decision. Just so that anybody's aware of a denial tonight, there is a Board of Adjustment process.
Let's move on to 1811. Proposed office and shop facilities.
This one is the Taney County Regional Sewer District. It's M.H. Britton property. If you, this 76 Highway. If you remember, you approved this propane substation next to it. This is P Highway, Kirbyville. Applicant M.H. Britton, represented by Brad Albritton, is seeking Planning Commission approval of Division 3 permit, allowing the Taney County Regional Sewer District to purchase and construct a 6,250 square foot office building and 4,500 square foot shop building located at 6733 East State Highway 76, Kirbyville, which is that location here. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is plus or minus 6 acres in size. Property to the north and east is owned by the applicant. The property to the south across East State Highway 76 has 5 apartment buildings owned by Southern Pine Resorts, the community church, and the cemetery of the Ozarks on the property to the west. Property will be served by the central sewer for wastewater and public water district number 2 for water. Taney County Regional Sewer District desires to improve the property by constructing an office, a shop facility to house daily employees, and provide a place to perform maintenance on the district's equipment and receive payments from customers, hold board meetings, and perform day-to-day activities. And then we have the 5 items on our staff recommendations, which include the Division 2 permits, your sediment and erosion and stormwater management, land grading, and also a compliance letter from Central Taney County Fire Protection District, if applicable. That is in Central. And I think our applicant's here.
Good evening.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anything you would like to add about the project?
Not really. Scott's described it well. Just plan to construct a shop first and then follow up with an office facility. I've been asked if we intend to build a wastewater treatment facility on this location. At this time, we don't have any plans to do that.
Any specific questions for the applicant?
No.
Is there anyone in the audience to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone opposed?
I need to speak. I'm not necessarily opposed, but I've been asked by the neighborhood to make one comment, if I can.
Okay. Did you sign up?
Yes.
Okay.
I've had calls from my neighborhood that asked me to make it a matter of record that there's no intention for this to be used as a sewer treatment property or any kind of waste handling facility, such as a dump station or anything of that nature. And they asked to make it a matter of record that they have no intention of doing that. That's all I've got to say.
Okay. Thank you.
That can be written in the that can be written in the decision of record if it would be to everybody's satisfaction.
Yeah.
Perfect. Couldn't it?
Yep. I can add an item that no wastewater plant.
I think we'd be good if we added that in there.
Outside of that, I'm all in favor.
You want to come back up and you have any specific comments
no
to that?
No wastewater plant or substation. No.
Or concerns.
I mean, it'd be a wastewater.
We will be maintaining wastewater equipment And from time to time, there would be wastewater trucks on the property. I don't think you would consider it a dumpster.